Support for Food for Thought comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in two-sided mattresses from natural and organic ingredients. Some use wool, botanical latex, coil springs, and/or plant-based fibers. These mattresses have no additional ingredients nor chemicals. More at bedroomsandmore.com.
Occasionally, food commentator Nancy Leeson and KNKX's Dick Stein agree on culinary matters, but not usually about cookware and definitely not about cast iron. It's a pots and pans debate on this encore edition of Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, I just got to say, I'm kind of let down and disappointed by my enamel pots.
You mean your enameled cast iron Dutch oven type pots?
I just don't really like them very much for cooking. Stuff seems to stick to them. It's difficult to brown things without getting the fond scorched, and I use very moderate heat. But lately, what I've been doing is just using my regular black cast iron, which I love and have had for many, many years. It's really well seasoned to do all that browning and stuff, and then deglaze and put everything in the enamel pot. I do this for when I'm making something acidic like a tomato sauce that would ruin the seasoning in the black cast iron.
Right.
But I really don't think I would buy them again.
And by them, we need to probably straighten this out.
Brand name queen. Here we go.
Well, do you have a Le Creuset? Are they Lodge enamel cast iron? What is it?
They're kind of
big. Is it Martha Stewart?
I got a Martha Stewart and I got a, is it Creuset? Is that how you say it? Or Creuset?
Le Creuset, yeah.
Le Creuset. And I got one of those and both beautiful. And I can't say that either one of them performs any better than the other.
That's really interesting to me because I'm enamored of my enameled cast iron cookware and I have a lot of it. And I know that people say, oh my God, that's so expensive. Well, some of them are. I mean, I have some Lodge enamelware that's cost like $50. You can buy it at Fred Meyer on sale.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very expensive Le Creuset. I have a 7.5 quart and the 5.5 quart, which is my workhorse.
Well, does the Le Creuset perform better than the $50 Fred Meyer?
I prefer my Le Creuset.
And you don't get the scorching thing that I'm talking about?
Well, no. That's why you buy an enameled cast iron pot. It cleans better. It cleans up better, and mine always seem to. When I make that pork roast with the Coca-Cola that famously burns the inside of the pot, I'm just soak it overnight. It'll come off with that little plastic.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing something wrong. I don't think so. I'd like to hear from the eaters and hear what their experience is with enamel. Right now, the way I feel about it is it looks beautiful for serving. It's okay for cooking some things, but I'm just using my regular black cast iron, which incidentally I never have to soak. I just rinse off with a fiber brush sometimes. It comes clean instantly. And besides, who am I to argue with such a connoisseur of pots and pans as you, Ms. Leeson? You're always buying one.
Stein, other women buy shoes and jewelry. I buy pots and pans. And I just treated myself to a fabulous new pan.
I can hardly wait to hear the pedigree of this one.
Well, it's a de Boyer, I'm pronouncing that correct.
Never buy anything you can't pronounce.
Well, shut up. Wait, didn't you just say you couldn't pronounce Le Creuset?
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah.
Smack, smack, smack. This is an amazing pan. It's called a Mineral B Element Paella Pan. Okay, so don't stop laughing. It has two handles, so it's gorgeous. You could put it on the table. You could cook with it on the stove. Okay. Doesn't have very high sides. We sear steaks in it. You can make the world's best pancakes in it.
What's it made of?
It's carbon steel. It heats up faster and it cools down fast and it sears beautifully. I love it so much that I think I might have to treat myself to one of their skillet versions, even though this is working for us as a skillet.
How many pots and pans do you have like under your bed and out in the garage?
Well, okay,
are you hanging them from the walls in the living room?
I am. And I have a big basement and I have like a closety thing in there that has all kinds of kitchen equipment. So I have everything down there. But I need to tell you that when I was at Goodwill the other day, I left an Irish Waterford enamel cast iron pot less than $15 because I knew I didn't need it.
I know that took courage. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I know it's in here somewhere.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Don't get me started on finding a toaster that works right.
Stein.